Court Press.
I don't know anything about Angola, but Angola's in trouble.
Yeah! Yeah!
Hi everyone, welcome to Full Court Press, all things NBA. I'm your host Wesley, with me as always, Rabbit in the Bagman.
Hey, you.
How's it going, guys?
It's going so good. It's trade season.
It is trade season, and that is what this week's episode is about, trade specials. Deadline ended about a week ago, and we're going to break it all down. Let's get into it.
It's just a head fuck of...
Probably the most manic end of the trade 9% deadline
9% of
ever.
The league got traded.
It's 9%.
9%, 37 dudes.
I was like, I don't know where I was, but I was off social media for a little bit, and then all of a sudden it was like explosion of like, did you see about the trades, dude? Do you hear about this? Do you hear about this? And it was all ongoing. It was gnarly.
Yeah, we were playing basketball on Friday morning, and glorious. Everyone was stretching, and I was like, oh my God, Brandon Knight's fucking traded. Traded.
Baggage, what the fuck?
Yeah. Super hectic.
Yeah, fun for the punters. Intense for the purity of the game, I think.
And all the wives and people having to find new schools, et cetera.
Children
it's a tough
settling
life.
Into it. It's hard to be making friends, making new friends.
Oh, let's get into it. First, Oklahoma City Thunder. Yep. What happened, Rabbit?
I'm going to do this one. Pretty big moves here. Reggie Jackson is gone. Kendrick Perkins is gone. Thank fuck. they got Cantor. They got Augustine. And Steve Novak.
Oh, thank God.
You know, shout out Steve Novak. Where's he been hiding?
He's not dead.
He's not. Yeah. Pretty huge. I think it's pretty good for OKC. I'm not saying it's all time. There's a lot of hype saying, oh, OKC are monsters now and stuff. I think they definitely did well. Reggie Jackson seemed to be a little bit of a chemistry...
Cancer,
good word, yeah. So I don't think they're missing him there. And I don't think they needed that type of player as a backup point guard. So I think Augustine could slot in well there. He was good in Indiana. He was okay in Chicago. Handy player in the right system, I think.
Westbrook and Durant were out. Reggie Jackson played amazing.
He did, but like I don't know when Westbrook and Durant are healthy, they need that type of like ball-dominating guy backing up Westbrook. You know what I mean? And apparently, no one's upset to see him go.
Yeah, well, definitely not them two.
Yeah, that's right.
And he said all he did was speak his mind and be honest and... genuine about
he wants to be on a team that he can lead. He's made no qualms about that, and he probably deserves to be. So, you know, he'll be all right in Detroit.
Did you like it, VG? You think it was a good trade?
Okay, for him?
For OKC.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's whatever Kevin Durant and Westbrook want to make them happy to try and keep them to stay happens. And it seems like the way he described it, he was getting the majority of the blame for all things that were happening wrong. So maybe it'll be just a nice, he's out, all right, fresh start,
it's
cool,
gonna be good.
Augustine's in. I think it's good for the team.
They've upgraded the center position, I reckon, massively.
Absolutely.
Perkins and Adams have the shittest hands around. They can't move very well. Cantor is a lot more agile. He's got a post-up game.
Yeah. You know, what about defensively, amazing. Though? Because Kendrick Perkins...
Yeah, but you got a Barker helping him out there. So they kind of complement each other a little bit there. So
they can run a bit faster,
let's
too.
Let's not forget, this team win 60 games with Derek Fisher on the court last season and Perkins.
Yeah.
So, if everyone's healthy, this is nothing but an upgrade. It has to be.
Absolutely.
So, I'm pretty excited for him. If you're high on Cantor, it's cool. He's Turkish. He's got some smarts. He's got good hands. A few post moves, like I said.
Yeah.
Funny fact about Cantor, you know his nickname in when he was at Kentucky was the Undertaker.
Why?
The wrestler, remember the Undertaker?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ding.
Well, apparently, he buries players on the court like the Undertaker buries dudes in the ring.
Oh, my God.
You want to bury that nickname.
But he's super Euro, so he would have embraced it. He's Turkish. He would have been, I am the Undertaker. You know, he would have been loving it. Terrible.
It's terrible.
That's terrible.
It's really
silly. Do you agree, though? What do you think?
I reckon you.
Like it's an upgrade.
I reckon you're underselling it just a touch.
Oh, you know, so you're higher
on it. Like you. If you look at what Cleveland have done, and we discussed it on the last podcast, you're talking about like filling the holes that they need to make sure they have like zero weaknesses, pretty much as a team. And what they've done is now they've got a legitimate backup point guard who knows he's a backup point guard in Augustine.
He's happy to play that role.
Exactly. He's going to give you spot minutes, and he can play next to Westbrook as well. I think that's an awesome move for them, and hopefully he can do what he did in Chicago, be a bit of a spark plug. They needed that. Reggie Jackson wasn't that guy at all. They've got their wing stopper in Roberson, and they're also Kyle Singler now, which they've added. He's
yep,
no slouch.
There, yep.
They've got four bigs that they can rotate. Like you said,
Adams is there still.
Ibaka and Adams. You've got Collison and Kanter. A bit of scoring punch from the big men as well, which they were lacking. That's huge. You can play small ball now with Ibaka. As your big man, or Kanter as your big man next to KD.
Yep.
That's massive. They can go huge, play Kanter and Ibaka together, and Durant at small forward.
Augustine and Novak can shoot. Do you think it would be, it'd be pretty epic if Novak just figures out how to shoot again?
Well, yeah.
It's not bad. It's that once you guard him, he's slow and can't, he's a knockdown open shooter.
Yeah.
But people started putting a body on him, and then he wasn't.
But you got
shots.
Durant and Westbrook driving, so he should be there for kicks. Yeah. Hopefully he gets the looks. Yeah,
yeah, he's going to be a guy. You got to leave someone.
Yep.
Or if you don't leave him, he's going to hurt you. But they've also got Anthony Morrow as well. Yeah. Plus, they've got Singler, who can play two guard and knock down open three, shooting 40% on the
year. Morrow is the one who came in and was supposed to fill that third position and be able to hit that open shot, and he's genuinely doing it.
He can do that. Yeah. Morrow's going to hit a big shot in a big game. Like, it's going to happen. One of those guys is going to do it.
Don't get me wrong. I'm pretty high on this one. I just didn't want to be like, oh, it's so epic. They're going to go like 20-2 now and, yeah. and, you know, get to fifth or fourth in the West. I just,
so you love
I'm
OKC,
high on it.
Both you guys.
I think they're a contender. I always thought they were a dark horse contender prior to the trade, just with having their big three.
Yep.
But with this now, I like it a lot more. Waiters is a question mark, obviously. I don't love that move. If they could upgrade that position, that'd be fantastic. But Singler's going to take some minutes off him now, and I'm going to keep him honest and keep him taking the right shots. And the biggest thing in the West is it's all point guards and power forwards. Pretty much every team has elite point guard and power forward combo, and their two best defenders can guard point guards and power forwards.
Yep.
So right there, like the other guys, like you said, these Novaks and Kanters, these guys that aren't the strongest defenders, you can switch them onto someone, and there's always like a plus defender there to pick up the slack. So I just think they're probably the last team you want to play in the playoffs if they can get Ryan KD getting healthy.
They're trying to turn Ibaka into sort of a stretch four guy at the moment. He's taking a lot of jump shots and 20-footer, like longer jump shots now.
Too many of them.
Yeah, but at the same time, now you've got a guy on the block, you know, who wants the ball on the block. And you never threw the ball into Perkins. You never threw it into Adams and went, get your shot, draw a double team.
Yeah.
So whether he does that or not, whether he can be dangerous, I think it's a massive improvement for him. I like it. And he's got potential, Kanter.
I don't know why, but I feel like all this is great, but it's still going to be the same going through Westbrook, through Durant. They're not going to get a lot of shots. They're not going to really get warm enough to maybe be consistent. And the same guys are going to be taking 80%, 85% of all the shots, and you live and die by if those shots go in. And when Westbrook's not hitting, they lose.
Yeah, but Westbrook
no matter
is,
how
is
many
more willing
more people
to give,
around there.
He's giving the right pass. He's making
he's more
extra
willing,
pass now.
But,
you know?
Yeah.
And if he's got the trust in his teammates, he'll pass. Mm. You know, he likes assists. Yeah. He'll do it.
They need a better coach now. They've got everything they need.
Yeah.
100%.
So they need someone who can work in a nice, you know, fluid system, get them humming, keep everyone happy. It's no mean feat, but it's doable.
Yeah.
Well, he's had long enough to do it now.
Yeah.
He's had a long time.
He's a great guy, but yeah, no, sure I really like that statement, actually. It would be nice to see somebody else there that...
It's the general consensus.
I mean, has Westbrook ever played for a different coach?
No, not in the...
Durant,
so.
Maybe, before...
In Seattle.
Maybe, but like, yeah... When you got to ask the question eventually. A lot of people are. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Yeah, cool.
Detroit.
They got Reggie Jackson.
Yeah. Who puked his first game.
Got Tayshaun Prince back.
Oh.
That's a nice
the palace,
story.
The
nice
Prince of the Palace.
United.
And then Singler and Augustine obviously went to OKC. And Giannis, would I say? Or
JJ,
Jonas.
Yeah,
what would you say?
Giannis.
Yeah.
So you think they let go of DJ Augustine because he was having a standout moment, and
no,
he really
just a piece. Just a piece. He can
yeah, they
do.
Just
it's,
sold
it's
high
a sweetener.
On him.
Yeah,
but he was
fine.
Like starting point guard there for well, Jennings was out, and he was tearing it up.
I think
he's
everyone
capable.
Knows what he is. Like yeah. after Chicago, like it was not a massive surprise that he was playing well in Detroit when given the minutes. But I guess he was exceeding expectations to some extent. But probably a good time to trade him.
And he's backing up George Hill in Indiana. That's you know your role when you're doing that.
Yeah.
So I think he could be handy for him. Yeah. Look, I don't know Detroit. Stan Van Gundy's had a good amount of time with this team. Obviously, the Josh Smith thing, you know. So, you know, they look
pretty
good.
He's doing good. Yeah, he's making things happen.
If you're high on Reggie, I think...
are you high on Reggie?
I think I'd like to see... It was only a matter of time before he went to a team sort of on a losing record that he will get control of. Like, here's a team. You're going to run it. Be the leader you keep telling everyone you can be and that you have shown in the past. So, it was only a matter of time before he ended up in a team like this. And I'm keen to see it.
But they're taking a gamble on him, really. Because, I mean, Reggie Jackson hasn't played huge minutes.
I think it's been a good gamble.
He's been in the shadow like Harden.
Yep.
He's definitely not going to be Harden. I mean, what are you really going to get out of him? I mean, what kind of player is he going to be?
He's a scoring point guard.
Okay.
Yeah. And he'll take big shots. Detroit is sort of a little bit, you know, iffy on that. Monroe hasn't really come to light as like a clutch player. Drummond's there. He's sort of the leader of the team so far. They could work a nice pick and roll together. I'm happy to see Reggie there. I think it'll be good. He's at the point where he could blow up or it could just be, you know, suicidal there. But I'm keen to see it. I'm psyched.
Going
to have to pay him big, though.
Here we go.
Well, yeah, that's one thing. And he's a free agent as well at the end of the year. So who knows if he's going to end up there.
Reggie?
Yeah. So the thing I'm wondering is, like, why is no one talking about their other scoring point guard that they've already got in Brandon Jennings and how they're going to play together?
He's injured, right? He's out for a while. I was just thinking that when I was talking about Reggie going, they've got a scoring point guard. And
exactly.
I'm pretty sure they've got Brandon Jennings.
No one's really talking about how they'll play together.
Well, do you think it's just like, hey, we need someone while he's injured?
I think it's a...
It's got to be longer than that.
Unless they're going to let him walk next year.
Why would you give up everything they gave up just to let him walk?
That's very true. Well, they didn't give up that much, I don't reckon.
Something.
He turned down a 4-year, $40 million. 4-year, $48 million.
Yeah, that's what Kyle Lowry's on. Like, he's kidding. He's not better than Kyle Lowry. Mm. But, you know, he might fetch more than that. You know, Gordon Hayward, Chandler Parsons, these guys are getting $15 million a season.
Sure.
But, yeah, I don't love him there. It'll be interesting to see how he runs a team. But I think when Jennings comes back, if you have to play them together, it's going to be a nightmare.
It'll be tough.
Plus, if they're thinking big picture, the Drummond thing worries me as well because, you know, if this is your core you're committing to, Reggie Jackson, Monroe, and Drummond, you know, can you win a championship with that core? Like, what if Drummond's your third best player?
Isn't Drummond a free agent too?
Well, he's on a rookie deal. He can get extended and, you know, I like fully expect him to stay with the team. But if Greg Monroe, Reggie Jackson, and Brandon Jennings are your three best players... And Drummond is your, you know, like, Drummond's proven that he can't be like a post-up presence. He's like his best case scenario is like a rich man's DeAndre Jordan. And can you win a title? You know, like, Chris Paul can't even get out of the second round with those guys. Mm. And, you know, these guys are nowhere near the caliber of Blake Griffin and Chris Paul.
Yeah.
So I think their ceiling isn't like a second round playoff team, even if those guys fill out to the best of their potential.
Maybe it is just plugging holes. You know, maybe they're happy to let Reggie walk next season. Maybe they're just plugging the hole for the season for now while Jennings is out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's as simple as that.
But yeah, I'm not sure. Like, Tayshaun coming back, that's nice. But
whatever.
There's definitely holes everywhere as well. They got Jody Meeks, but outside of that, who can shoot for them now?
Yeah.
Singler's gone and Augustine's gone.
Yep.
I didn't love it for them. I like that they made a bit of a splash, and it's good taking a bit of a gamble on Jennings, but overall, I think it's like a bit of a...
Yeah, I'm not sure it'll work out, but, you know, it is what it is. I mean, you can't look at every trade to be like the missing link or the, you know, this is the trade that gets us a ring. It might just be as simple as, like we said, he's just going to bail at the end of the season. Maybe they'll figure something out. Maybe they'll make it work. They obviously don't have to pay him next year, so let him walk, yeah. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. They did give up. Well, Singler and Augustine aren't... It's not the end of the world. Losing those guys.
Yeah, no, you're right. Like,
do you think they're just clearing so they can get some picks?
It is weird, maybe take
a couple of those pieces and trade it for something.
Yeah, like, you know, Monroe's a free agent as well. Maybe they can move him for something different and change the total identity of the team and twist it around. But, like, just the way it's currently constructed, if all those guys are going forward, I don't really see that bright of a future for them.
Yeah, they're almost in the same position again next year if they just do that. So you're like,
all right, well, let's move on to Utah.
Yeah.
The youngest team in the NBA.
Jazz, baby.
I don't really know really what they were doing here. I mean, it looks like they're just sort of playing facilitator, I reckon, for with gaining picks and sort of for other teams. Asset building, I guess. I don't know. They they received Kendrick Perkins, who's already been waived to go to the Cavs. first round pick, second round pick. Got rid of Kanto, obviously, and Novak. That's it. So, purely a rebuild, purely gaining assets and stuff.
But how about Joe Ingles?
Yeah. How about Joe Ingles? Yeah. Mm. How about him?
But they're piking on the Kanter experiment.
Yeah.
Which is
hectic. It didn't work out.
Well, you know, like they let Paul Millsap walk and Jefferson to keep Kanter and Favors because they're supposedly the future of the franchise. But you look at Kanter on paper, he's like a 17-7 dude. He's 22. And what did they get back for him? Fucking Kendrick Perkins for 6 days.
Weird.
I just think he could have got more than that. But I think for the Jazz as well, it's like addition by subtraction as well. It's Rudy Gobert time.
Yeah.
And they're going all in on Exum, Hayward, Gobert, and Favors. That's their core guys. And
they got Golden State's first round pick for 2017 as well, which is pretty massive.
Yeah, it was probably like 29th or 30th or some shit.
Will it?
Well, if they keep going the way they're going.
Like fringe playoffs and stuff like that. Oh, Golden State, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, their pick. Yeah,
and
true.
So, just want to ask you about Exum.
Pardon me.
Just want to ask you about Exum. Do you think definitely overhyped?
Nah, too soon.
Way too soon.
He's already taken the starting job. He definitely looks like he belongs. He's a baby.
Mm.
But, you know, it's probably smart by them to get a couple more picks and just know where they are, know where they're at.
They're in a much better position than Detroit.
Yeah.
They've got their guys in key positions. They've got a good prospect at every position.
Young guys.
Now.
Yep. Raw guys. Yeah.
And all guys that know their space, and then everyone's coming and they can feel comfortable going forward. I think the Jazz, you know, if they can keep this core together in 4 or 5 years, it's going to be super duper scary.
And they're going to have a lot of cap space as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know anyone who wants to go to Utah, but, you know, maybe.
All right, well, let's move on to the Miami Heat, who did a big trade with the Suns, getting Double Dragon, Goran Dragic, and Zoran Dragic. And they traded 2 first-round picks, Justin Hamilton, Sean Williams, Norris Cole, and Danny Granger.
What a great time Granger had.
Poor Granger. So heavy.
He's pretty much done, yeah? Danny Granger? I mean, like, it's done for him, right? He's like 32 years old, has had 3 horrible seasons, never fully recovered from his injury. Clearly, it's over, right? We can say that?
You know, the ironic thing is they could use him in Indiana right now, don't you reckon?
Yeah. I saw the wheels fell off when he left Indiana.
Yeah, it's heavy. Yeah. But he was never going to
back
up.
The one I'm kind of excited, Norris Cole's over in the Pelicans. I can't wait to watch him play this season. You know, like...
Really?
He's just been sitting there with the big three... And you guys talk. I remember previously, you know, he's good, man. He shoots, you know, 3 and da 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 da. I reckon he's gonna suck.
He was feisty for a while.
Trust
there.
Me. I'm putting my hand up. Norris Cole. Norris Cole's gonna get traded.
I can't believe Dragic got traded to Miami. You want to talk about Norris Cole playing for the Pelicans?
Well,
I thought you'd be losing your mind right now.
I was gonna talk more about Goran Dragic when we talk about the Suns. To be honest with you, I mean, like, yeah, they're. If you want me, I can. If you want to, I can go into it, Goran, right now.
You should be venting your frustration at the Suns.
You know,
front office.
Let's get into it. So,
it's bullshit.
Goran Dragic, you know, he was a great bench player for the Suns when Nash and Amari were tearing it up. They got to the second round of the Western Conference Finals. He had one amazing game, scored 25, 26 points off the bench.
In the third quarter.
Amazing. So that pretty much established him as, okay, maybe this guy's legit. Probably learned half of what he knows off, you know, Nash. Other than playing soccer together, I'm sure they learned heaps.
I'm sensing you're not high on Dragic.
Oh, I think he did well. I think basically it was a synergy relationship between him and the Suns, and they both gained a lot out of it. You know, they got great bench player for that period of time. Then he went to the Rockets. They didn't want to pay him. He didn't really do that well over there. So then they got him for
pretty well over there.
But they got him for a pretty good price, right? They got him for the same sort of money like Jeremy Lin was. So it wasn't like they had to play Bledsoe type money for him, you know, and like $54 million, all this stuff. They got him for a fantastic price. Then he came back, he played 3 years, and then in that second year he got most improved and probably played the best year he will ever play in the NBA.
Last season.
Awesome.
Dude, he was third team all NBA.
Absolutely. But the Suns made it pretty clear that we want Bledsoe more than anything.
No, you know what the fucking Suns did? They decided to run this weird experimental three-point guard
because they probably couldn't get rid of those pieces.
No, I'm not buying it. They Dragic played so well for them in Bledsoe's shadow all last season, and the way they reward him is to go, "Oh, we're going to start Isaiah Thomas and take the ball out of your hands more.
Yep.
And you're going to get less shots."
And so
and he's like, "What the fuck did
exactly.
I do? What
we,
the fuck
and
did
you
I
can't
do?"
Blame. And we're like, "We'll bring your brother over too, so you have someone to talk to you on the bench
fuck
while you're
that.
Playing shit list."
Fuck Phoenix you know, for that.
Well, exactly. Can't that's
take
why,
Thomas
like, I'm
off
not.
The bench.
That's why I'm not really that upset about him leaving. Like. They used
you
him,
should be horrified.
And he used them. Like he pretty much made it pretty vocal towards the end. There is like, I'm gonna go. Oh yeah, I might play for New York. Or yeah,
he
LA,
only had
why
to
not?
Do that because he's getting stitched up there.
Well, and he probably learned a bit watching Bledsoe go through all that bullshit drama. You know, I'm not gonna sign, and he's gonna get paid as well.
Well
he gets to go
so
with
so
his brother to Miami,
so
one
should.
Of the nicest. Warmest places in the world.
If they treated him better, he wouldn't have wanted to leave.
But
why
they obviously didn't want him.
Nah.
You know, they had him for 5 years, whatever,
well, you should
or six
be
years
off,
total.
You should be off it. Don't you want him? What do you got? What do you got left?
I
what
think
we'll talk about Phoenix.
Did
in a
you
sec,
watch the?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like just watching that OKC Suns game yesterday that I watched. You know, I don't think Dragic could have gone one on one with Westbrook like Bledsoe did. Like they were literally, it was like an all-star game there for a minute. I mean, you can't really deny the athletic ability and the quickness and the one step and
well, let Bledsoe do that. Dragic can be on the wing there.
I don't think
school anyone else.
Yeah, I don't get it. They're obviously really into the Morris twins,
and they got rid of Isaiah Thomas. So like,
well,
what are you doing?
I was angry about that as well because you know he came back from Boston and just destroyed the Suns.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, what the fuck, blah blah. But I think the reality is you give up so much defensively when he's on the court. That you can't switch anything.
Maybe.
And he's, you know, offensively it's cool. And he's a, you know, a little pocket rocket like Nate Robinson. But he's been traded 5 times as well. All these little dudes, it's pretty hard. Unless you're, you know,
well,
the starting
point
center for the, yeah,
what you're saying.
It's pretty hard. So you get Brandon Knight instead. He's a little bit more consistent. He's a little bit taller, just a little bit. And he pretty much does everything that he...
Let's talk about Phoenix.
Thompson.
We'll go.
Yeah,
we'll
see. Yeah,
sorry,
that's why
I hijacked that. We're talking about Miami. So.
But yeah, that's I think I wish them all the best. Really, I'm excited to see them. I don't hate the Miami Heat team.
No,
I think they're a cool team.
It's a pretty
I like
good. Is there a better starting five now?
Fucking A, and why not go for him? Like I'm excited to see how good he can do. It'll be interesting. Maybe he won't do that well, or maybe he will.
Well,
but
it sucks now Bosch is out.
And
right?
To be honest with you, like they're still rebuilding the Suns. So, and he deserves to be.
How are they rebuilding when they were
because
like
they're just
sniffing
idiots.
An eighth seeded in the playoffs?
Yeah, that's
well,
what I don't get.
They were, but like barely. And they,
I think they. I don't get it. But they, let's keep on Miami. Yeah. Let's keep on Miami.
All I want to say about Miami, is, you know, the trades are cool, but the Bosch thing just throws everything up in the air.
Such
like, it's all fucked up now.
But that's like five average players, above average players now.
Oh,
on
definitely.
Miami, you know?
One of the strongest Dragic, starting fives in the league.
And mark my words, Norris Cole will suck from here on
sure.
in.
Sure.
He's been sucking his whole fucking life.
That's totally fine.
But like, yeah, look at him going now. Like everyone says like the Heat have got no depth, but you're trotting out Birdman, Chalmers, they got Napier, they still got McRoberts, even though he's hurt, because like you got to look at it after this year, because
yeah, totally.
You know, this is a bit of a lost cause now that Bosch is gone.
Yep.
But they went and got the best player available in the draft, a position that they needed. They probably have like the best pick and pop combo in the league in Dragic and Bosch now.
It's gonna
they're
be
gonna
great.
Be fucking lethal.
And Whiteside's just a,
and they're not going
nowhere.
Anywhere.
They stumbled over Whiteside.
Yeah,
hell?
I know. And
what
they're
the
not
hell?
Going anywhere, Dragic and Bosch, either.
No, he's going to be a franchise there, Dragic, now. They're going to pay him, and he's going to stay there for many years to come. They can rely on
do
him.
Do you
now.
Feel a little sorry for Zorin that he'll probably never play and just basically translate shit for his brother?
Sorry for
few
Zorin
minutes.
Getting paid half a million a year to fucking
just hang out with your brother. That's probably
Fox
all the only
slots
reason.
In Miami?
Yeah,
probably
well,
the only reason.
Kind of
maybe
the laughing stock of...
Oh, I don't know. Don't forget J.R. Smith's brother. Remember that, all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Remember, don't forget, though, Zorin, Dragic, he's probably got it in his contract that, Gorin's probably got it that he comes with me, you know?
Package deal.
Brother of.
Well, I reckon
with
they're
me.
Just like, yeah. Just it's the same sort of thing why Ingles is with Exum in Utah so they can speak Australian together. Moving on to the Suns, we received Brandon Knight, a 2016 first round draft pick from Cleveland, Danny Granger, John Sammons, 2 first round picks from the Miami Heat for 2017. And 2021.
Yeah,
what does
that
even mean? And then we just picked up Marcus Thornton as well, randomly, which, I don't know, whatever. What we traded, a first-round pick from L.A.,
Just say a bunch of picks and my, all those dudes.
Yeah. Plumlee, Ennis, Dragic, Isaiah Thomas, and his, and another Dragic in there.
You got through that.
That was difficult.
It was like a segment all on its own.
I already talked about what Isaiah doesn't give you defensively. I already talked to you about I wish Dragic well. You're right. Shame on the Suns.
Shame on the Suns. And I guess, they didn't get like they gave up more than Miami to get Brandon Knight.
But at the end of the day, if your coach overexceeded expectations last year, you're gonna probably listen to him this year. So if he wants to try something, you're gonna give it a go.
Yeah, but it probably wasn't his call. And I like Jeff Hornacek. I think he's a great coach. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But you gave up all this shit and you got back Brandon Knight and
Brandon Knight already had
Isaiah Thomas and Dragic. So, and you got rid of that first round pick, that the one that LA owes you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which is madness. Why? I don't understand that either.
Yeah, can I feel free to like just go on a semi brand?
Please,
right
do it.
Here?
Do it.
Phoenix lost, I think.
Totally.
More than anyone. Yep. Like, this just goes to show you, like, the whole thing now is like a player is an asset. Everyone talks about how it's just gathering assets. But I reckon this is the perfect example of how players don't like to be treated as assets. So you grabbed a bunch of dudes. The pieces didn't fit, too many point guards, and now everyone cracked the shits and they forced their way out and you got less value for them than you should have. They
it's
lost
the
best player
fault,
in the
though.
Draft.
It's their fault.
Yeah, exactly. The organization fucked up. You said that the Lakers pick's one of the most valuable things in basketball right now.
So dumb.
The biggest thing you can get, it's going to be the top five next year.
Yep.
It's going to be, or like if it's not top five this year or next year, it's going to be a top 10 pick over the next next 2 years. They trade the best player in the draft in the whole league that got traded in Dragic.
Why did the Lakers give that up?
It was part of the Steve Nash trade.
Yeah, it was
from ages ago. Mm. And Isaiah Thomas is a dynamite bench scorer on a very good deal.
He's the next Jamal Crawford. I don't get it.
And they gave away a rotation big in Plumlee, promising point guard in Ennis. And for what? Like Cleveland's pick is going to be late. Brandon Knight's a free agent as well. He might even walk at the end of the year. The Heat picks from like fucking 2080, whatever. And you got John Sammons and Danny Granger.
That's
fleeced.
Why I think you
the
should
Suns
be
got
fuming.
Fucking fleeced, man. And it's awful. Like it's a terrible thing that should have happened. They never should have signed Isaiah Thomas. I think that's where it all went downhill. I reckon Dragic and Bledsoe could coexist because you got Gerald Green coming off the bench.
And where is Gerald Green been?
He's nowhere.
Been a fucking
he's been,
notion.
Yeah,
he's bench.
His value's been through the floor.
Yeah,
but he's one of those guys.
Yeah.
And now, you know, like, if you, all of a sudden he's coming off the bench and you got to play him 25 minutes, at least, you know, like, he's getting his minutes every night. He's getting DMPs now. And how is his confidence going to go after that? So they got fucking monsters.
It's really depressing.
That's what I was saying. You should be roping.
Len's going to be good. I've been watching him a lot lately. He can shoot jumpers. He just needs to learn a few post moves. But that's it.
They did beat OKC last night. And what's your boy's name?
And Brandon Knight actually played great. It was weird.
The Morris
brothers.
They beat
Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Morrises are playing good. It's
yeah,
weird. Like,
okay.
Everyone's playing cool, but I agree with everything you said. It sucks.
It's dumb.
And you're right. They devalued their players by the system that they created.
Massively.
But again, like, because they did so well last year, he had the idea. You probably wouldn't tell him no because he was doing so well.
Who?
Hornacek, the three-headed dragon.
But they didn't do so well with that. He wasn't...
No,
Thomas was coming off the bench.
Bledsoe wasn't even playing.
No, yeah. I'm saying last year, because they did so well,
oh, like
he probably came up with this idea.
Let me have this experiment.
Yeah, let me do this. And they're like, yeah, great. Well, you're doing so great. So already the players want to play for you. It sounds fantastic.
I just don't know anywhere...
And it didn't work.
Anywhere that's ever said three-point guards together should work, should be cool.
Well, you know, things have changed. We were talking about it in the Kyle Korver interview that he gave on whatever TV it was and about why they're sharing the ball so much and passing the ball. And I think also what you saw with the Spurs last year in the finals, the ball rotation and all that was all created as a result of...
Euro ball.
No, of Tom Thibodeau's defense.
Euro ball.
He created... But, like, it's now in the NBA because they used to just go clear out. You know, okay, Melo's taking the guy one-on-one.
Sure.
But Thibs created a defense that can stop that. And because he created a defense to stop that, teams had to change that concept and turn into more of a sharing team. Eliminating the center position, it almost may have worked. You know, there's no giant, you know, Hakeem Olajuwon anymore. other than a couple of handbags in there.
But
so
if you say that,
everyone's
then
running small. In theory, it might have been like, yeah, let's try that. Who knows? Maybe you're smoking a fatty or taking a whole bunch of peyote on top of a flat Arizona mountain. I don't know. But
you be, your team, you should be fucking ropeable about this.
What am I going to do, dude? Since 92.
Why am
since
I venting?
92.
Why is he venting? You should be venting. Dude. You should be like, fuck the organization. Dude. This is bullshit. We dog Dragic. He did so much for us.
I remember when
we
traded every
him.
Player we had
him.
For Jason Kidd, and that did nothing. I remember when they traded every player they had for Mike Finley. That did nothing. I mean, they've
got Stoudemire
been consistently
sick, and Dudley,
then there was,
and that team that went all the
way
to the
how did they get
Western
Stoudemire?
Conference
they got him in a draft pick. That's otherwise nobody went there.
Yeah, but they had the know. Pick. Anyway, whatever.
And Nash
yeah,
got picked.
Yeah, but now they got Cleveland's pick, and it's going to be like 28th. And they gave up a top five pick that they fucking had right there. They should have just let it stew for a year.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Mm. You know, I just can't believe they traded that pick. Philadelphia are just like rubbing their hands together going, I can't fucking believe that just happened.
It's weird.
Mm. Unbelievable.
Whatevs.
All right, let's move on to Milwaukee.
No.
No, Boston.
I'm sorry.
Boston. Yeah, cool.
It's because there's big font and then little font.
Yeah, I didn't change the fonts, man. It was fucking one of you guys did it.
I didn't.
Someone changed
the
fonts.
Only thing I
you
did.
Changed
I didn't,
it.
I
look,
didn't print this out.
That's the only thing I inserted. Dallas Amare.
I had it
I
perfectly
Whatever.
Fucking formatted all right,
here we go.
As
here
always.
We go. All right, well, let's move on to Boston.
Yeah, Boston. Little sneaky one.
Your bros team.
They picked up Isaiah Thomas.
Great player.
Luigi Datome, the first NBA player named Luigi, I'm assuming, and Jarebko, give a fuck. Marcus Thornton, Tayshaun Prince out, and a 2016 first rounder. But I love it. I think it's a great little move by Boston. Isaiah knows exactly who he is here.
Yeah.
He's behind Marcus Smart. Yep. They're developing.
And they need somebody with a bit of attitude over in Boston. It suits the culture. It suits the team.
Yeah,
they need someone with a chip on their shoulder, and that's the player.
Danny Ainge knows what's up. If he can keep playing while Smart's developing, he can play Thomas 25, 30 minutes a night. Thomas is going to look good on a cheap deal, and he can flip him for something better next year.
Yeah, but he can finish games as well, and no one wants to take a tough shot in Boston in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah,
Thomas
or Turner.
Will do that.
Dude, Turner's racking him up like no one's business.
Jaggy. It's pretty jaggy.
It's still, he's getting it done. Yeah. He's on two this
year. Well, I think certainly Isaiah Thomas can help take some big shots late.
Yeah.
But
for what they gave
for
up for him, they've got an infinity picks over the next 2 years. One's not going to hurt them. Prince and Thornton aren't in the long-term plans. And Danny Ainge just like totally fleeced Phoenix.
Totally fleeced.
So, yeah, balls to him. It's nothing you're going to write home about, but they're definitely doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I think Danny's getting
it smart
together over there.
Yeah. Not much else to say about that. It was clean. Right. It was good. Everyone, Dallas, this
Dallas.
Huge, biggest trade probably. You want to tell everyone about this one?
Amari.
Yeah.
Oh. Lock up
Josh
rings.
Smith
it's
of
done.
Dallas.
It's done.
It's done. Rings. It's happening.
It's a shame Rondo isn't working out.
Yeah. Well, he might. It's
yeah, but like,
days.
If he's fighting with a coach and they're suspending him and they're trying to, make an example of him, that's not going to go well. He's got a mad ego.
It's going to look better for Rondo. Like, believe it or not, I think like Amare is probably a good thing to happen to Rondo because he's going to be in that whole Steve Nash sort of, pick and roll, like old school traditional pick and roll guy.
Yep.
And it's when Chandler comes back as well because he needs guys like that to be effective. I don't think with Ellis and Parsons running around is really going to suit Rondo's game.
Rondo's hates shooting at the moment, hates driving to the ring because he doesn't want to shoot free throws.
Hates
so
his coach.
So he needs that.
He's working with Dirk's shooting coach.
Oh, amazing.
The legendary gym and shooting coach to try and get him in respectability again.
Yeah,
good luck with that.
They're two different beasts.
I want
Dirk
them to do well, though. Like, I think it's cool. Like, you talk about, the Cavs had a whole bunch of guys come. The Dallas have done the same thing. I was wondering what the owner was doing, a year and a half ago. You got only a couple years left with Dirk. What's going on? And
Cuban always knows what he's doing.
He's really stepped up in this year. He's made a lot of trades to make it happen for his player, and he wasn't just talking shit.
This one might be questionable with Rondo, though.
Yeah, but the
Carlisle was questionable on it when it went down.
But the Amare thing's good.
Amare
Who else is
fine.
Out there? It's better than Jermaine O'Neal, I reckon.
Amare
what they're trying
fine.
To do.
Yeah. I just think you possibly didn't need that type of ball-dominating point guard who doesn't give you shooting and doesn't give you free throws, doesn't give you drives to the ring, You can almost telegraph what he's going to do. I was watching a game the other night, and he had a wide-open jumper, and he went into the air to shoot and then bitched out with no one on him and threw it to Parsons, and Parsons wasn't ready for it and went out of bounds. Like, he doesn't want to shoot. That's not good.
But like Tyson Chandler should be able to get heaps of like alley oops, and like you say, once Amari's there, top of the key jump shot.
I just feel like the bad outweigh the good with Rondo at the moment.
You just
like,
the game's changed a lot since Boston won a chip in 08. And I think all of those dives to the ring are due to the fact that there's shooters everywhere. And if Rondo's not one of those guys and someone else can sag off him, that might limit that sort of pick and roll shit. But
and plus, he's going to telegraph his penetration. He's going to be, he's looking for Parsons or Dirk on the wings or whatever. They're just going to let him drive and wait for the pass.
Yeah.
That's all. But
it's still early days. Everyone was freaking out about Cleveland 3 weeks ago. And like, look at that, how that's turned around. Doesn't take much.
All right.
That's exactly right. All right, well, let's move on to Milwaukee. Yep. The Milwaukee Bucks, one of the youngest teams in the league with the Suns and Utah and Orlando. Is there any other young teams out there? I don't know.
No.
That's pretty young.
Philly.
Philly, Orlando, there's another one. Fantastic. Sort of, they received Michael Carter-Williams, Tyler Ennis, and the Plum Dog. Not the good one, not your favorite one, Miles. And they got rid of Brandon Knight. And he verbally expressed, I probably don't want to... Or no, maybe he didn't verbally express it, but he made it known to the team that he didn't want to stay there. Or they were worried about it enough to move him, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he wanted to go, did he?
I think his contract was up, and I think, fantasy speaking wise, he was fantasy gold for me.
Mm.
And flying under the radar, you know, after that DeAndre Jordan dunk. And I think he was going to get paid. I think there's a couple teams that are desperate for a quality point guard, L.A., you know, New York and whatever. Not that he was going to go there or anything.
And then he ended up at Phoenix, who were somehow desperate
already
for point
got a quality
guard.
Point guard.
Oh, they love him. They want anyway, all the point guards.
Anyway, sorry to hate on Phoenix too.
So, yeah, they got Michael Carter-Williams, which I don't love him. But like you say, both of you guys have said to me in the past, Jason Kidd seems to want everyone to be minimum 6'7", 6'8", to play on the team for the fact that you can switch on everything.
I don't know, like, what they're kind of thinking, though. Is it just a youth thing? Because, like, you've kind of got a better version of Michael Carter-Williams in Brandon Knight, don't you? I mean, the D's
if he doesn't
want to
stay,
but like,
yeah, make the move.
It must be purely that, then.
Well,
yeah?
I think that's what makes the most sense to me. Yeah. It sounds like a Darren Williams situation from a few years ago. They knew he was going to bail. They just got something for him when they could.
Yeah.
Okay. But
it's a chemistry thing within the team. They seem pretty tight. That Dudley podcast I listened to the other day, you listened to it. They seem pretty tight together there, and it's a young team, but they've also got some good vets there. And
the only thing that concerns me is since the trades, they've lost every game. So I don't know how it's going to go long term. The one thing I did want to bring up is that you know how much I was giving Jason Kidd shit when he was at Brooklyn and saying what a horrible coach it is. And he's done such a great job here. And I think it wasn't really the coach I should have hated on in Brooklyn. I think it was the players. And looking at it now, I think he wants some young guys that will actually genuinely listen to him and he can mold and turn into how the system that he wants to play. And I feel like maybe at Brooklyn, you got a bunch of old dogs there that all played with him, all know him, probably aren't going to listen to that well.
Yeah, but he could have gone about things better. He went after the GM role pretty hard, and he kind of sandbagged people.
I agree with that. I'm just saying,
doesn't
like,
he have the GM role at Milwaukee, or he wants it?
Well, he's got front office.
No, there's a GM there.
He wants it, doesn't he?
He's mates with the GM.
Doesn't he have front office, like he helps with front office decisions?
I think he's just tighter with management than he is in Brooklyn. Yeah.
But I was just going to say, just to sum up, I think the youth thing has a lot to do with him being able to mold a young team and grow a team into the system that he wants to create, which he couldn't do in Brooklyn.
There might be a playoff team at this stage. It's pretty awesome.
Well, they're there. They're making the playoffs this year. Yeah. They're well entrenched in the playoffs.
But they're going to get
awesome
smoked.
But that's an awesome experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of interesting.
MCW, those guys never played in the playoffs yet. So
cool. I think Jason Kidd knows they're not going to win the title anytime soon. So while they're a playoff team, it was worth taking a gamble, especially if Knight was leaving.
Yeah.
But because it's definitely a downgrade, let's be honest. Like at this stage, Carter Williams isn't the player Brandon Knight is.
But that's the thing. I think that's going to affect them for the back end of the season. I reckon they might not make the eighth.
Dude, they're so far in front.
Who's going to go?
They're like 7 games ahead of Brooklyn or
Charlotte,
something like that.
They're
so far in front. How do you feel about this comparison of Michael Carter-Williams to Sean Livingston? That's who I think is his, like, you know, but that's his doppelganger in the league.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like if you put a young Sean Livingston on a team like Philly, he'd put up those sorts of numbers. And everyone sort of overvalued Carter Williams because he's putting up these huge numbers on his terrible team where he's got so much usage, so much responsibility.
So many
this
shots.
Is probably a good opportunity for him to like maybe take a bit of a back seat and
to improve his defense massively because he's questionable there where Livingston's a better defender or... Or I don't know if he was at his age, at MCW's age, but Milwaukee are massive on defense.
Yeah.
They're in the top five in, I think, defense efficiency. So it's a big culture there, and that can only help MCW. And, you know, hey,
all right.
Sky's kind of the limit for those guys. It's cool.
Speaking of young teams, let's move over to Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Dr. J's team.
Well, Philly got that valuable Lakers first round pick, which is hectic. They also got a bunch of first rounds from OKC,
so
three second rounders. JaVale McGee, your mate fucking JaVale McGee, rabbit. And Isaiah Kanaan. and they gave up pretty much their two best players, MCW and KJ McDaniels, which is pretty hectic. At first I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
Well,
like,
their best player hasn't played all season. He's injured, isn't he?
Embiid?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's bold.
Well, I don't know. That's what everyone's saying. Yeah.
But I like it. I think like they're selling high on Carter Williams. He's 23 years old, and I think they've realized that, you know, if they get that Lakers pick, that whoever they get, if they get another like top 10 pick in the draft, they can probably get a better player than Carter Williams.
But didn't Carter Williams and KJ McDaniels both go pretty high in the draft?
KJ McDaniels is a second rounder.
He was a second rounder.
Carter Williams was like in the lottery, but in the weakest draft ever.
Right.
So he's like really shining in a rookie class.
So
that has
they
no one
got,
else in it.
They kind of got lucky with those two because KJ McDaniels has been pretty good, and he's pretty young. He's kind of just a explosive kind of highlight reel. I think he went to Houston, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's pretty epic for him.
He's smart because he didn't sign the standard second round pick deal. Where they could have locked him in for 4 years, he gambled on himself, and he's unrestricted next year. So yeah, he can. I'm assuming Philly didn't want to pay him, but now they're looking at like you know Embiid, Noel, Dario Saric is drifting away in Europe, and I think they were like Carter Williams. You know he's going to be 27, 28 when these guys are sort of getting into their prime.
Yeah,
looking for a new deal. Is he our guy? Probably not our guy. And so they want to get someone who can grow with these other key guys. And I reckon it's really smart. Like it must be painstaking being a Sixers fan.
Yeah,
because you're looking down the barrel of another 3 years of hell. Like for being honest,
picks in 2015, picks in 16, 17, 18.
Unprotected in
2018. Like pick central and
JaVale McGee.
But you like look at the if they're trying to do the OKC thing, and you know obviously MCW is not Kevin Durant, but even in that scenario, Kevin Durant's first year they lost a shitload of games, and they got Westbrook, they lost a shitload of games that year. They got Harden, So and these are like top 10 players in the league, and it's still like a 3-4 year process before they even got good. So I think they realize that now Philly are still 4 years away from even being like a playoff team,
even being relevant,
and so. Why keep Carter Williams for that whole time when you can get something for him now?
Yeah, I don't have a beef with it, but it's just like it's just
torture.
So frustrating. Like,
would you rather be the GM of the Bucks or Philadelphia?
Probably Philly because your job's safe for the next 5 years.
Yeah,
because you got to check out these picks. Don't hate me now. You got to wait and see how these picks work out. So you know, but I wouldn't want to be the GM with Jason
question.
Kidd. Well, Jason Kidd's there, so you could get
deal
fucking hosed out in any minute.
Do you reckon McGee's going to be in the league next year? After his contract runs out?
Yeah, someone's going to pay him.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon no.
Yeah, I reckon no.
I reckon
as well.
Yes.
Yeah. I reckon China. Let's go.
Yeah. Who's taking that on board? Like, what does he do?
That's if you're not going to take his...
He's basically
what?
Just
trying to think of what he does.
Grabs balls from the skies and gets called for goaltending.
Always on edge when he's got the ball, no matter what. Like you're always like, oh.
No, I reckon go get paid over in Europe and have some fun. You know, fuck up over there; they won't care.
Yeah, I agree.
You know,
I just don't see any team going. Yeah, we want that guy.
Sacramento will
trade Bledsoe for him.
Sacramento might go after him.
All right, well, let's move on to the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, I love it. Got a Flalo and Alonzo G and gave up
piece.
Three bench players and
didn't really
one
give up much.
Pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, most of the guys they traded to Denver, Thomas Robinson and Barton, Thomas Robinson and Claver are gone already.
Yep.
Will Barton's playing spot minutes, but whatever. And they've got to They've sort of got their eight dudes they can go to war with. They really needed another wing player.
Totally.
And Aflalo, you know, can spot this. He's really like a poor man's Wes Matthews.
A lot of people are high on Aflalo.
Yeah. And if Wes Matthews is a free agent, so if Wes Matthews walks, that's insurance there too.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you can play him at the three. He can guard three positions. He can shoot threes. This is everything that Portland's about.
Yep. You'd rather OKC get to the finals than Portland now with this team.
No. I would like...
That was your genie.
I'm being realistic.
Okay.
I don't think Portland can make the final. I don't think Portland would beat Oklahoma in seven games.
Series, though.
Yeah. Be hectic. I think they're better equipped for a playoff run now than they were before the trade. Their bench is awful. But now you've got Kamen and Blake and Myers Leonard, these guys that you can go to war with these guys.
Yeah, I don't know about Kamen. We were all excited for a little bit. Like, Kamen sighting and...
Lopez is back now. He only came 10-15 minutes.
Totally.
Like, he can throw him in there and get you a quick 8-4. Keep him honest.
I think Portland is certainly a dark horse, and they could really
do a
bit of damage. I think they're just under OKC and say Golden State and maybe Houston. And I think Portland is sort of just under that.
They're like one piece away now. Mm. They were two pieces away before this trade, and I think they're one piece away now. I love it. Like, for a first round pick, you know, like the window is open now.
Yep.
It's time to go. So, you know, we're looking at a 4 or 5 year period, and let's have it.
It's great.
So let's make some moves. I really like it. Yeah. What do you reckon?
No, I'm with you. I think they kind of overachieved last season, so the hype is there that they need to do more. But, you know, they're slowly building a pretty good contender here.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they can make it to the second round this year?
Definitely. Definitely. Well, considering how quickly, matchups, look at the West. Like, so Portland are about fifth, aren't they?
Yeah. Who could they beat over seven games in the West? The Clippers?
That's tough.
Dallas?
I think they could Houston, probably, maybe? They could handle Dallas, I think. They could
It'd be
handle,
funny if they beat Houston again. But, I mean, they've learned a lot since last year, going to the finals.
I think they could handle the Clippers. I think
I reckon they could win it all if they all play right.
I don't think they can beat Golden State over seven games.
LaMarcus Aldridge, our generation's Tim Duncan, kind of a boring, just quality player.
Workhorse,
constantly flying under the radar and just putting up huge numbers.
Yeah, he gets the quietest 28-point games you could ever see.
One of the top five big men in the league.
I'd love to see a rematch of Houston-Portland.
Yeah,
that could be cool.
Me too. I reckon we'd win that.
Yeah.
Just quickly, like, what the fuck's going on in Denver? I can't think of a team with like a bleaker future than
what about
Denver
the Suns?
Right now. Well, at least they still have Bledsoe and Morris and Len. And, you know, they've got pieces like what the fuck?
It's just awful.
They got rid of McGee. That's good, but they've got like Fareed. That his stock's just plummeting now. Same with Lawson.
Yeah. Lawson's got the only thing I know about Lawson is he was Jason Kidd alert fucking drink driving. That's all I've heard.
Yeah.
What else have you heard about Denver and their players this year?
The Sacramento Kings want Ty Lawson.
Apparently George Karl wanted to trade Boogie for the.
No one's untouchable.
And what did he say?
He wants Ty Lawson.
He wants Ty Lawson. Like
for what
at
though?
Any cost
to
run
his
Boogie?
Team. Run his team. Yeah. Well, just like he wants them, and they said, "Well, what about? Would you trade DeMarcus?" He goes, "No one's untouchable."
DeMarcus.
No, that's what I like. I was going like he'd have to be a moron to say that at this stage of the game.
Yeah,
but.
I get it. Okay.
I thought Denver would have made a bit more of a splash.
And so they received Thomas Robinson.
What are you doing?
Victor Claver, Will Barton, Portland's first round picks, and they got rid of Aaron Aflalo, JaVale McGee, first round pick. And
what is your
Alonzo
prerogative
G.
if you're Denver? Like, blow up, get something for Fareed while you can.
Dude, I think everyone's smoking so much weed in that city. Nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah.
You can't smoke weed in the NBA.
But they're not
you
pushing
can in Colorado.
No,
all the fans are coming high as fuck.
Three
they
strikes
don't care
and
what
you're out.
On.
Passive smoke.
They just want to watch the halftime
I know,
show.
I know. I'm talking about the players
dogs.
As if Fareed wouldn't love a doobie when he can.
Yeah, why not? But they're not pushing for a playoff spot. But they're not blowing it up either.
It's weird.
So what are you doing?
But they kind of are. Like, Aflalo is an asset. You're getting rid of him. A lot of people. He's still valuable. Like, how do you not put Ty Lawson or Fareed in that same conversation? They're only getting devalued more and more.
Yeah.
They haven't done anything. You know, especially Fareed coming off the Olympics. And what have you heard from him since? Fuck all.
Mm.
So, do it. People will pay or give you something.
And they'll
give you picks for Fareed.
They got the wrong coach as well. Like, they, I don't know whether they wouldn't just get, like, a high-octane team in Denver. You just got to run.
They used to.
They got Lawson and Fareed. It's like, just that's who you're building around. Like, I don't know why they wouldn't get guys that just want to run up and down and go crazy.
They were in the playoffs, like, 2 seasons ago, weren't
they?
They
were third in the West.
Yeah, unbelievable.
They were amazing there for a little while when they had Iggy.
It's because Iggy left, yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's
not,
the reason
not
why.
Really.
Yeah.
It's definitely not.
All right, let's move on to Houston. They received KJ McDaniels and Pablo Prigioni. Can you believe he's still in the... He's 36 now? 37?
Wasn't it just the other day he was a rookie at 35 or something?
Yeah, probably.
That real worked.
Yeah,
that,
I mean...
worked real well.
That's great they got those players.
They got McDaniels.
You know which player they'd probably really like more than those is Howard. When the fuck is he going to play?
Doesn't look good.
It's not looking good at all.
So is that it?
But don't you like what they're doing there? They got like a bunch of...
Yeah, this is fine.
They got Ariza, Brewer, McDaniels now, Beverly, all like dogged defenders.
I like it.
And then you got Smith, Terrence Jones, Monty Yunus. And then that's a good call there.
And they traded Isaiah Kanter and 3 second-round picks. That's not a lot to give up.
No, that's a team you can go to war with. Houston going to be dangerous.
Yeah, I think they did really well out of this. I mean, make what you will of Prigioni, it doesn't really matter. But the McDaniels,
he had a good pass the other day.
Yeah.
What about how Josh Smith is hitting threes? He didn't hit a single three.
I don't know if he's hitting threes. He hit a couple of threes.
Are you watching? Are you watching Houston games?
Not all of them.
He's
but
hustling
I know
up and down the court. He's making assists.
I'm happy.
He's playing amazing. I reckon.
Good. I still wouldn't say, like, shoot that open three, Josh Smith.
But he is, and he's making it. That's the thing. And
how many's made four?
Him and... I forget
four,
who else.
Isn't it?
They have they have to make 200 threes every practice.
Really?
As part of the whole thing, because it's such an essential
as
element.
In the team, or is he in every player?
Josh Smith and one of the other dudes who's new.
That's great.
It might be... a whole team thing. But yeah, I think because shooting threes and spraying the floor is such an essential element to the Rockets game, they have to do it. So that's why he's probably hitting more. I don't know.
Okay.
But he's the Omari of the team. But I'm telling you, like, he's genuinely, he cares.
Who would have thought that practicing would have made him better at shooting threes?
I know.
Just not an in-game situation.
So yeah, I'm excited. I reckon they're going to be better than last year with or without Howard. I don't know why I feel that way, but I just think they're...
not without Howard, I don't reckon.
I don't know. Everyone says, oh, if you don't have Howard, you're not going to get past into the finals. Blah, blah, blah. But they're playing pretty good as a team. Monty Yunus is playing good. Like, they're all role players that are willing to play their position.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like,
I just think Harden for the playoff run.
Who's getting MVP this year?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Is it going to be Harden?
Sure, maybe.
I'd give it to him. As much as it hates me, hate that right now.
Yeah.
He's just
more
doing
than Curry.
Too much.
Yeah.
He's doing
well,
so
and
much.
He doesn't have a Klay Thompson next to him, you know. He doesn't have a Howard next to him right now. He's doing everything.
I agree. Yeah.
Not everything.
No arguments.
Four other guys there, but yeah. All right, let's finish off with one more team. The Timberwolves got someone special joining their team again. Tell me about it, Rabbit.
Why do you
favorite.
Want me to do this?
Really? It's your best buddy.
I wasn't prepared. I'm sorry. I haven't come prepared. Can everyone stop amping this up? Stop amping it up. They had the ceremony and they had all this shit. And they're like, KG, yeah, we can build with him and Wiggins and it's going to be cool. And, you know, he's a fucking corpse.
Yeah.
The guy hasn't done anything in 2 years except be a dog. And it's like, just stop pretending like this is something. In his own words, the other night, after scoring 5 points in 20 minutes on his return, like, how'd you feel about that? And he's like, I feel like shit. My body,
anything
my,
is possible.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. It's not happening.
And
it's,
giving away
it's a swan song. It's a swan song. Like, yep, cool. He'll probably turn around at the end of the season and just go like, yeah, I'm retiring. I'm done. He's not doing shit.
Yeah, he's going to be in ownership. That's the word on the street.
Yeah, they're going to retire his jersey.
Fuck this hype.
You know, they're not going to get to the playoffs, so it's something exciting for the fans. He's going to sell heaps more jerseys. Who's buying... What jersey are you buying at the Timberwolves?
Wiggins.
Other than Wiggins. But other than that...
Levine.
Now you can buy a Garnett jersey. You can dust that motherfucker off and wear it at the, at the gig again or at the...
Can I buy a Mashburn jersey?
Yeah, you
played
can.
There for a while.
Played for the Suns, too. Yeah, whatever. I don't know
it's
why
bullshit.
You want to give up Thaddeus Young, though. Like,
well, because they fucked up. They traded a first-round pick for Thaddeus Young in the offseason, which is the big mistake. So, essentially, they traded a first-round pick for Garnett, which no one in their fucking right mind would do
so
at this
dumb.
Stage of the game for, like, 500-year-old
Maybe they just wanted a few more sellouts at home for the rest of the season or something.
It's a lovely story. It's given them something to hope for.
We're
and
talking
maybe,
about it.
And he's going
to...
I heard he's going
to
throw your phone in the toilet. Yeah. If you rock up to practice and you're on your phone, he throws it in the toilet.
Would he do that to KG?
KG does it to everyone.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
So, like, that sound, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, no,
it's like, if they're all fucking around, they're all these, like, young kids or whatever, maybe he can, like, whip them into shape and might fast-track Wiggins a little bit into, like, getting in the right frame of mind to get serious about stuff. Yeah, no, I
think, like, in terms of, like, locker room, that Derek Fisher, you know, guy who's going to commodity and all that shit, he'll be good for that.
Yeah.
Because he's an asshole. He's a badass. And those guys are 19 and 20 years old, and they have not experienced anything. And there will not be another player like him for a long time that, you know, the most hated, most trash talker, you know, that's
look like all normal hate aside. Like, you know, let's put down the hate for a second on him. But
not too long. I like not,
yeah. Just for like 30 seconds.
And I agree. Like, he was, it's kind of my point. Like, he was a beast in Minnesota when he was there. He was MVP. You know, he got Boston the ring, blah, blah, blah. And he was a great player for so long. I'm a big fan of that. My biggest beef is just how he turned into such a cat and he turned so dirty. And yet he's never celebrated. Like, he's still celebrated. It's like, you were so good, man, but why did you turn into such like a shit, like a dirty, cheating kind of, you know? You didn't need to do that. And it's like, if anything, it's a disappointment on his legacy, because he could have been, you know, aged gracefully and had a lot of good things to say, but it's like his intensity to win superseded like the right thing to do. And now it's kind of gross, and no one says anything about it. Like, everyone was pumped in Brooklyn when he got to Brooklyn. Like, what the fuck did he do in Brooklyn? Fucking nothing. And since then, it's just gone downhill, and he's, all you hear about him is doing dirty shit. And now he's back in Minnesota, everyone's like, oh, yay.
Yeah, Chris Paul's going to end it the same way,
totally,
I reckon.
Totally. Really?
Yeah, everyone's going to realize
as your talents decline,
fuck,
you just start doing more cheaper and cheaper shit. And you can choose to do it, or you can choose to be a bit more graceful with the way you age, NBA wise. And I never rated it. I'm sorry. That's why I don't like Garnett. Well, but, you know, retire. Fuck yeah. Hang your jersey in Minnesota. Sick.
Well, I think it's time for us to retire tonight.
Yep.
Thanks again for listening to the FCP Full Court Press podcast. We'll be back very soon with another one. We got about 28 games, 30 games left until playoff time.
Just stay with us, people. This
yeah,
is
we're
a,
doing our,
the dog days
we're
of
doing
the
our
NBA
best.
Season. It's hard yeah. here.
We'd like to thank our sponsors.
Oh, dear.
All right, we'll be back next week. Take care.